Brian, don't take this the wrong way, but you reek of taperness.
Oh, is that what that is? Peter, the taper roller coaster is real. I've been on it. I actually hit it before I tapered. I don't need to tell you all about that. We have not sat and talked in a microphone since our magnificent interview with Dave McGilvery, and that one should have stood for 2 weeks, as it did.
It was so important. He was such a good guest. He was sort of our white whale. We were trying to get him for a long, long time, and it was great that he gave us so much of his time just before the marathon, which we are now minutes away from. Most people who will hear this will hear it in the preceding day or two before the marathon. Some might be listening to it, I dare say, while they're running the Boston Marathon.
Do you think that's possible? No, Do you think right now someone is saying, yes, that's me. I'm listening during the Boston Marathon. It's me.
If that is true, send us an email at howwasyourruntoday@gmail.com.
Or on the socials.
And we will read your name on the next show.
Oh, yeah.
And create some sort of narrative story about you that's not real, but...
And we'll give you a your own audio sting.
We will? That seems like a lot.
If you're listening to this...
The marathon.
And somehow you can prove it. I don't know how that would happen.
Are you running or are you on the sidelines?
No. Running. You have to be running? Listen, you have to be running the Boston Marathon right now and saying, yes, that's me. And you have not heard this episode before. It's not like you can hear it the day before and then go run and cheat.
Oh my gosh, I know a way to prove it.
Okay.
They have to run over to me.
Mile 21.
At mile 21 on the left-hand side at the top of the hill, where I'll be clearly identifiable.
Yes.
And they have to run over and say, it's me. I'm listening.
I'm listening.
My name is, your name here.
And unlike artist Lori Richmond, they'll have their own sting, their own musical accompaniment.
Don't do that. Don't remind her.
No, I'm working on it.
Oh, okay, good.
It's going to be awesome.
Is it going to be in this episode?
Maybe.
Lori, stand down. Probably not.
Yeah, just calm down.
Yeah, calm down. Just go draw something.
I mean, your artwork was plastered all over New York.
Manhattan and other boroughs.
For a race, is that not enough?
Are you not entertained? Brian,
The woods are burning, Biff, and Lori Richmond needs a musical sting.
He's liked, but he's not well liked. Attention must be paid.
Attention must be paid.
Brian, you're a mess.
No, I'm wonderful.
Are you?
I have so many things to talk to you about.
Go ahead. Floor is yours.
The last time we spoke, I had run the back-to-back half marathons, and I think I even put on social media a post, and I said, I am ready for this race.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
It feels like years ago. Then on Monday, I had like a schedule 10 or something like that. I'm like, ugh. Running makes me want to puke.
Running is the worst.
I can't do that. And it was like 50 degrees and sunny. And I'm like, the thought of putting on my sneakers and running down the street.
Gross. It might as well be a blizzard out there.
That's exactly how I felt. I'm like, I wouldn't enjoy that for 1 second. So clearly I had hit that. If I hadn't crossed over and over training, I was certainly at the edge. And I don't know what it was, but I said, okay, I will use... the accumulated wisdom I have gathered over the years from my own learnings, from listening to you, from listening to smart people like...
Hundreds of interviews.
That's true, actually.
Well, over 100.
Wow.
If you think about it.
And smart people like Coach Paul Davies, like Coach Fast Funny Ellen London, like...
the running concierge Chris Heisler.
Like Marathon George.
George Woodward.
Go catch a cheap... Like so many people have said, listen to your body. And I did, and I listened to my body. And then later in the week, I had a...
Heartbreak Hills Coach Dan.
Later in the week, I had another opportunity to go for a run, and I said, I'm not feeling it now either. I did some yoga. I did...
like yoga master Rebecca Pacheco.
Wow.
Are we still doing this?
No. Yeah, sure. You can just name drop constantly.
Why are you going to get some spiritual healing from the running friar? Father Dan Horan.
Only at the Boilermaker. That's not a verbal.
Oh, Utica, Utica. That's where I need to be. The Boilermaker 15. You know, that's the race for me.
Okay, now I've totally lost my train of
thought.
I must
something.
Be tapering.
You must be tapering.
Listen to me, Peter.
Go ahead.
I did get in a run. Maybe I ran 5 miles that week total. I was supposed to run 20 during the week, and sure, I ran maybe five.
Sure.
But I had a 20 at the end of the week, and I said, it's the last 20. It's the super long. It's the last long run. I'm going to make it happen. And I was kind of psyched for it. It was a sunny day. It was very windy, but I was all right with that. And I left with a ton of people. I actually went running with Heartbreak Hill Running Company. Ton of people had already been out on the course because we started a little after 9. Other people have been out since 7.
Sure. I mean,
if you've never trained on the course toward the end of training for the Boston Marathon, you must do it at some point.
It's a party.
There's thousands of people running, and every charity organization has tents out. It's like a mini marathon. It's way bigger than a lot of races I've run.
Way better supported.
Yeah. This training run has better support and more fans cheering than many, many other races. In any case, the first 5 miles were horrible.
Yes.
Physically. I had an issue with my ankle and my knee hurt. Like, what is that? That hasn't hurt ever. My foot fell asleep. And I was so angry with myself. I'm like, no, if I'm guiding Tim, I can't ever stop. I have to just keep going. Now, I know what was happening was my calf was super tight. It was affecting circulation. This happens occasionally. You know how I fix it?
Take off your shoe for a minute?
Nope.
Stretch it out?
Even easier.
Lay down?
I stop and walk for 40 seconds.
Guess what? It's fine.
Things loosen up.
You're good.
Then I can go run forever. Did I do that? No. Power on till 5 miles.
Bad.
It's stupid. Right?
Rookie.
Yeah, exactly. Rookie. So I get 5 miles. I stop. I fuel up. I drink. I high-five Fast Funny Ellen London, who was working the fueling station there. She's like, you're looking great. I'm like, nice. No, I'm not. I look terrible.
Keep saying it.
Because my foot is there, and it hurts, and I don't know how to run. And okay, that was the best I felt then for the rest of the run.
Baby man.
I'm a total baby man. Yeah, I should have been wearing a diaper and sucking on a binky.
There's so many reasons why you should be wearing a diaper, though.
Especially during a race.
Especially during a race.
I should never eat fried oysters before a race.
Oh, that was a mistake.
Anyway. Actually, no. Then the middle part of the run was, it was okay. You know, putting in the miles, 10 miles in the middle there, it was all right. And then I turned it around. And I was pretty much alone, like, just because I was going super slow on purpose. And it just felt, I started to feel like all alone out there, man. And then
You are not alone.
Now, you'll remember I ran with my friend Julia for my previous 20.
Oh, yeah.
We did the first 15 great, and
that's
the last
right.
five was horrible.
That's right.
So I was back in the same sort of pain cave, shame cave. Everything was going wrong. However, I had learned from that run, and I fueled appropriately. So I can't blame that. I did fuel exactly as planned.
Yes.
And yet... The pain came on, the negative thoughts came on, and I've had such a great training cycle this time around, like really unbelievably good. I've had some good luck with weather and things like that. So this hit me like a ton of bricks. A
little spiral?
Deep? Yeah. You remember that ship, the Titanic?
I was
going right down with her.
You're going, getting sucked down in the after pole.
That was me.
Careful.
It was bad. Every negative thought was in there. Total blackness. It was horrible. I couldn't pull myself out.
What mile were you at?
That was the last 5 miles, so it was 15 to 20. Ooh. Same as the rough miles on the last one.
No, but that's a tough spot. That is a tough spot. So did you come out of it?
So it was rough. So they were even at Heartbreak Hill. They were having a big party. They had a waffle truck, everything.
It's a great day. Waffle truck?
Yeah. Oh, it was awesome. And you know what?
Oh, my God.
This is how pathetic I was. I walked over. I looked at all these people enjoying themselves post-run and went,
yes.
I don't deserve to be there.
Okay, no. Stop that.
Right. No, I was so negative on myself. I saw Craig, our friend Craig, and we compared notes a little bit, and he buoyed me up a little bit because he also had he was like, that was a really hard run, so much wind and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. And then I just walked on to my car and drove home. It was like, ugh.
Mumbles McGee.
I don't know who this person was.
Bad Brian.
Yeah, it was negative Brian.
Bad run Brian.
So he needs his own music.
He does not.
Bad Run Brian.
Bad Run Brian. Just.
And then I talked. I actually did talk with Fast Funny Ellen London.
Good.
And, you know, she is ebulliently positive person.
Ebullient?
Sure. Not Ebola. Ebullient. How do you pronounce that word?
Ebullient.
Thank you.
On Fleek, En Fuego, Caliente. How was your millennial today? How was your avocado toast today? How's Fast Funny Ellen London today?
But she's a relentlessly positive person.
It's almost too much.
And she gave me all the positive, and I was sort of like, I kind of felt bad because I'm like, it wasn't really a positive experience. It was really like, I can't get any takeaways, but I was too close, right? And so, I mean, thank you, Ellen, so much for trying to point
me out. How about, here's the positive outcome. Yes. You ran 20 miles.
Well.
Baby man.
And that's what I told myself the next day.
Jeez.
I said, baby man, you ran 20 miles. Who cares?
Yeah.
And so what if you had just taken the previous few days off because you were overtrained? It's like,
so what?
Get over it.
Cry me a river.
It wasn't the race.
Yeah.
You're now going to taper for 3 weeks, and you're going to be fine, and just shut up. And I was kind of like in a negative thought area for about 24 hours. Now, artist in residence.
Your wife?
My wife.
Andrea Bonnygold?
Andrea Bonnygold had a fantastic suggestion, and it was this. You're aware of the existence of a positive presence force of nature who goes by the name of Emily Saul.
Emily Saul of the November Project.
Yes, I've met her a few times.
Emily Saul is beginning a practice in which she deals with this sort of behavior.
With Bad Runner Brian? Deal with him.
That's right. I love that name. I need to have that avatar so I can recognize him and then kick him in the butt next time I see him.
Yeah. So is she going to help you deal with this?
So, yes, I reached out to her.
Good.
As a friend and as someone who is starting up this business called ESOL Movement. It's a thing.
Okay.
And, boy, was she helpful.
I bet she was.
I mean, like in an hour.
Yeah. Turn your ship around.
Turn my ship around.
Get it going.
Bad Run Brian, like.
Out the door. See ya.
Go away.
Yeah.
Here's some tools.
Yeah, now Fun Run, Good Run, Positive Run Brian. We need some of him.
Let's make it happen.
I'll tell you who doesn't need Bad Run Brian is Tim Sullivan.
Tim Sullivan. We're gonna run with Tim Sullivan.
And Tim, if you're listening.
I
hope you're not listening during the marathon.
He's listening now.
Very weird.
No, that would be
because
weird.
We'll be right next to each other.
Plus, no offense, I think he needs his ears up and open.
Because I'm going to be saying like, this, look out for the hole in the road, and you're going to be Tim's laughing at
Pete's eating a cheesesteak off to the left.
Bad Run Brian, like fall in the hole. No, he's not listening.
Well, he's listening to the show.
He has listened.
He listened before.
Does he know what I'm about to say?
Yes, he's Tim Sullivan.
This is amazing.
That's why you're
Let's hear that sting again.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Tim Sullivan, we're gonna run with Tim Sullivan.
So that was part of the negative thought spiral, which is like, I need to be fully present and aware.
I'm gonna let him down.
Yes.
Oh, Tim, I've failed you.
Yes.
Even Peter could do it.
Well, that's not... No,
it's really for a 5K. It was no big deal.
No,
you know what? It was a major accomplishment.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. What I'm saying is all of these things compounded on each other to bring out Bad Run Brian. And does he wear like a mask?
Bad podcaster, Brian.
He wears...
Seen him quite a bit.
We edit him out
all the time. We take him right on out.
Yeah. These raw shows are like 40 hours long, and we could just get down to the sweet 40 minutes. What I'm saying is...
Oh, my God. What? Go ahead.
Oh, does this bore you?
No, it's fine. You're just in a taper podcast trap. It's fine.
What I'm saying is...
You're doing great. Proud of you.
It takes a village.
Village.
See what I'm saying?
Peter Village.
Sometimes you have to reach outside of your comfort zone.
Yes.
Address issues that you now recognize are repeated patterns...
It's tough to see it sometimes.
And
it's tough
a
to
professional
face it.
Can help you
absolutely
get over it and give you some tools to deal with it for the next time to do these things we want to do. That's all I'm saying.
I love it. I think the fact that you went out there, asked for help, are taking steps for positive change. I've noticed a change in you. You're nothing but a force for good. And here we go. We're going into the marathon weekend. This is going to be great. How about asking me how I'm doing, brother? How about some of this? Some of this guy over here, the other guy.
Hey, Pete.
What?
How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm not running, as you know.
Well.
No, I'm not.
Well.
No, I'm not. I've been discharged from physical therapy.
Okay, this seems premature to me. Can you explain this? You've been discharged from physical therapy. It seems like just yesterday you were in a boot.
No, not. It was 3 months ago.
Then you had a blood clot, and now you're done with physical therapy.
3 months ago that I was in a
boot. It seems crazy.
No, it's not crazy. I'm good. I'm back up and, you know, moving around.
How do you feel? How are your lower extremities?
Pretty good.
Yes?
Yes. Not perfect.
Right.
But very close to back to yes.
Well, I still have hip pain occasionally,
sure.
And it freaks me out, but I've been counseled to know that, you know, there's some muscle memory in there.
Sure.
And it's going to sometimes replicate the pain. So I wonder if that's sometimes a little bit of the twinges you're getting.
No, I'm good. I think I'll be back at it. I'm sticking with the May 1. With May 1.
All right. Are you walking?
I'm walking. This has been a very hectic week because I directed a play. You remember that from 2 years ago?
Nice.
That came back around. And
thank God the play and the marathon aren't coinciding.
That was a rough year, two years ago. That was hard. And so in the way that you're tapering, I got show week.
Right.
It's very rough. It's a big reason why we haven't picked up the mics. I got to be honest.
You have been...
Less than awesome. I've been less than awesome. It's so true.
We've both been tapering in our own way.
In our own way. But now we can just focus on the marathon coming down the pike.
Yeah.
Or running just adjacent to the pike. And some
very
parts,
near the Mass Pike.
Yeah, very close.
That's correct. Nice pun, jerk.
Thank you. So I'm feeling good. I'm tempted to start running earlier.
That's what, like, aren't you sort of chomping at the bit here, Peter?
Yeah, but I can tell when I walk 3 or 4 miles, there's a fatigue there.
Well, that's a lot of walking.
Yeah, is it though?
Okay, this is the real deal.
Go ahead.
Have you been either A, at the gym, B, doing the body weight exercises that I know you should be doing, like the clamshells, like the squats?
I got to tell you, no.
Yeah.
The last 2 weeks especially, no.
Yeah. So I think after play is done.
Play time is almost over. By the time this is released, the play has been put away.
You then take the remaining weeks of April.
Oh, yes.
And instead of running, you hammer on that work.
I agree with you.
Because then when you come back and you are running, your imbalances will be corrected.
Yeah. No, we need a whole journey into Pete. That's coming. But just trying not to get ahead of it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I have to tell you, these little core exercises I've been doing.
Change everything?
It's made a huge difference.
I believe it.
It's made a huge difference.
I believe it.
And I can only encourage you to do them. I know it stinks, like, well, I'm not running and I still have to do these dumb squats.
No, I think it's important.
Yeah.
Will you show me?
Yeah.
Teach me?
Yeah. Let me get my leotard. Hold on.
Please do.
Come on, break.
Can I tell you I went on a guiding training run?
Like a rehearsal?
Like a rehearsal. Like you're experiencing at the play, it was like a dress rehearsal.
A little dry run, no pun intended?
Yeah. Well, it was. It was very dry.
It was a dry day.
It was a dry day. The sun was out.
Tell me a little bit about that.
I went running with Kyle Robideau. Kyle is a very accomplished runner.
Okay.
He's actually running the Western States 100-mile race.
Wow.
Yeah. So serious.
Visually impaired.
Visually impaired runner. Knows Tim. Actually, Tim is the person who recommended I reach out to Kyle, and he may have even sent a email to all three of us. And I know what Kyle looks like. He has a recognizable sort of beard and stuff, and I would see him on the race course being guided, you know, running with a guide on the long runs during the weekends. And I'd say, "Hi, Kyle, I'm the guy who emailed you," and we never got around to setting up a time to run, mainly because I was running a lot, and I'm like, I don't think I have the mental bandwidth to like do a new thing.
Sure, no, no, no.
I could barely bathe myself.
Thank you.
But as we began to taper, he finally reached out again and said, hey, let's go for a run. So he gave me sort of a 5-minute prep, you know, instructions. And then we were off, and he put me right in the belly of the beast. We went over to the Esplanade from Brookline, which meant we sort of took a couple turns, and then it's 5 p.m. on a weekday afternoon. We come into a corner that has construction barriers. It has bikers in the bike lane. It has people walking. The sidewalk is closed. We're all jammed in the bike lane. There's cracks. There's holes. There's traffic. And I'm like, okay, this is real. But it was probably the best thing.
It's the only way to do it.
Learn by fire.
You have to do it to do it.
And I would have to say the first 2 miles were very herky-jerky and shaky.
Oh, sure.
And then the 2 miles back, we sort of fell into, I mean, we were going slowly, which was fine. But we came into a cadence rhythm.
Sure.
Where our footfalls were the same. And that made calling out, as you know, from having been a guide, you're sort of announcing things ahead of time and then maybe counting down as they come down. So the person that you're guiding can step over them or be prepared to avoid whatever's the crack in the sidewalk or whatever. And once we had our cadence lined up, it wasn't second nature.
No, but after two miles or so,
you really,
the surprise is going to be over, right?
Yes.
This person's not going to become a different runner all of a sudden, right?
Right.
So, and you know what kind of runner you are. So after a good 20 minutes, let's say, you're going to find it. You're going to be like, mm-hmm. Oh, this is it. And the only thing that's going to come at you is outside stuff. It's not going to be between you two.
Right, right. And we were even able to have conversations, which would get interrupted, you know, like every 10 seconds something to avoid. And he gave me some good tips about the actual race course and things like that. In some ways, the race course will be easier.
Yeah.
Because you're only going to be avoiding
other runners, unless there's some debris or something that gets blown into the street.
And you're not going up and, like, we were going up and down sidewalks constantly and crossing streets. Like, none of that.
Right.
So Tim, I think I'm ready. That was a special shout out just to Tim Sullivan.
He knows you're ready. That's why he asked you to do this.
Yeah.
You're going to be great.
I'm really, really glad that I did that, though. I did not want the Boston Marathon to be my first guiding experience.
Great to do a test run. Yeah. Absolutely.
And so I mean, we say this word a lot. Like, Kyle is a beast. Like, he is all muscle and just ready to run. And he was so kind to sort of say, yeah, this training run, sure, you can guide me. It's fine.
You had left Bad Run Brian at home.
Oh, yeah. I was fully open and present. Yes. Oh, and I'll tell you, I'm not sure Bad Run Brian has any space in my brain if I'm guiding. As you know, boy,
it's a different deal.
You are focused on everything.
Different deal.
And you can't really drift away into your thoughts.
No, but it is oddly disassociative at the same time.
Right.
Like, it just sort of happens.
Yes.
And your memory of it's a little bit different than if you were just running for yourself, the way you view it. You're almost viewing it outside of yourself.
Oh, talk about that a little bit.
Well, I mean, I only did it the one time, but my experience has been very much upon recollection. I don't really remember running it. I can remember all my other races. I know I did it. I know Tim and I were there together. He was there. He can attest to it. You saw us go by.
I did.
I believe I had a cone on my head.
Yeah, you sure did.
But I don't really remember it because I was so focused on making sure we were okay and did it the right way. So it becomes a lot, in a weird way, a lot less personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his experience.
Right, you're engaged in a totally different, like, you're fully engaged, all your senses.
Your senses are engaged differently. And the only time where I did veer off from sort of focusing outside of it, or outside of myself, and made it about me, was the one time I almost killed Tim.
What?
Yeah, we talked about this. We almost tripped and like went. Yeah, exactly. So you can't really do that. You can't really be like, oh, I don't feel great.
Right.
Too bad.
Right.
It's good.
Right.
It's good.
So as perverse as it may sound, I'm sort of looking forward to that angle of it.
Now, will you come and hang out with us on mile 21, or are you just going to cook right through and we just get the wave?
Oh, I don't know. That's well, Tim and I think I'm going to address that.
Right. Decide what kind of race you're going to have. Yeah.
Well, I mean, who knows? Well, of course, we'll talk about what kind of race, but, you know, I would certainly love if we slowed down and came over and got some high fives and
great.
Got a little energy from you guys.
It would be great.
Yeah.
We'll have it to give.
That'll be great.
It's possible we'll have Feedback Corner's Lauren Madden with us at the time.
Oh, my goodness.
It'd be very nice.
That would be amazing.
And social media guru Anna Brooks might be there.
Oh, my goodness.
I you know, I don't want to overpromise. And I certainly won't underdeliver.
Yeah, set expectations, will you?
Okay, so here's going to be. There's going to be a hill there, and we'll be near it. And we might see you. And if we don't, so what? Just go finish the race.
Okay.
How's that? Was that good?
That was pretty good. You're not going to underdeliver.
Probably not.
Nope.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Meh.
Peter.
What's happening?
I need to ask you about strapping on the feed bag.
Strap on your feed bag. Come and get it.
Go ahead. I haven't done it in a while.
That was my question.
I'd like to do it. I love doing it so much.
Why have you not strapped on the feed bag? See, what happens to me is, you know, you're running and you're training and you feel like every once in a while you can strap on the feed bag and be like, yeah, it doesn't matter, calories. Of course, Dave McGilvery told us we should probably not be so overzealous.
Yes.
In doing that. But then sometimes in the in-between times.
In the dip down.
All I do is strap on the feed bag and I do none of the exercises.
Sure, sure.
So I'm wondering if that's happening to you.
Well, I mean, I've been in a six-month version of that,
right.
So thank you.
Well, I've been there myself. You may recall I had hip surgery recently.
I do remember that was a year ago.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question, like, lack of activity and then mild winter depression then feeds on itself, and I use that word quite meaningfully, because all I did was try to shove as many inanimate objects into my mouth as I could at any one time.
Some of them being nutritious and some
very few nutritious ones. Yeah. So I'm coming out of my my pain cave into the spring sunshine a little heavier.
Oh, are we still in the Clyde Army?
Oh, we're so deep.
Clyde Army.
There's probably another level above Clyde Army. I don't want to know what it is.
No.
But I'm definitely submitting an application to join it. So I'm aware of that. And it's especially painful around marathon time to remember 4 years ago where I was at my adult leanest. Like, I was so diesel if by comparison. Like, wow. And then there's a whole other level of just, there's so much running going on right now in this town.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to be the guy who's not running. I see you, Marathon George. I see you. I see you. I appreciate you.
Who's that?
Well, that's George Woodward right there.
Marathon George.
Go catch that sheep.
It's hard. It's a hard time. But at the same time, it's the marathon comes around every year, right?
Right.
And you just got to know that, okay, it's not my year.
Right.
And that's okay. But on those dark days, it's really hard to see that.
I'll just eat these deviled eggs instead.
Oh, so much food. So, yeah, long story short, yeah, ate a lot. Need to eat better and have been trying to take it seriously. But a lot of it has to also be additional movement.
Right.
You know, can't lose
it
without
up your activities.
You got to up it all.
Well, you've been walking more.
Definitely the most in the last few weeks that I have in close to half a year.
And
I
mean, how does that feel? What changes are happening to you?
Just my mostly confidence, but also, I mean, I can feel strength coming back into my legs that wasn't there. And the minute I walk outside and go around Jamaica Pond or walk to work, like, my entire mental state is back. It's great. So, again, trying not to rush the running back, but it's coming. It's on the edge of there. It's on the edge.
Do your squats. That's all I have to say.
You have to show me the squats.
You gotta do them. You gotta do your clamshells.
Do you want to say anything else for the record before you go into the Boston Marathon 2019 as a Guiding runner.
Oh, a guide.
As a running guide.
Yes.
Okay.
What do I have to say?
Yeah.
I have to say I am looking forward to this opportunity tremendously. I'm really looking forward to having a companion in chatting. As you know,
sure.
Sometimes I'm a rather chatty runner.
Hadn't noticed.
So Tim and I will be talking a lot. I'm, you know, will I be bummed if it's 38 and raining the whole time? I'll be cold.
It will not be.
But I don't think it will be. If it's super hot, actually, that would be fine. If it's somewhere in the middle. You know, I was talking to somebody today and saying, it's now, I'm ready. Like, I think I'm ready. I'm physically, at least I believe I'm ready, thanks to Emily Saul and others. I'm mentally more prepared than I could have been, thanks to Kyle and Tim. I'm ready to guide. And the only thing we can't control is the weather. So
I'm going to tell you right now what it's going to be.
It's going to be whatever it is.
It is, but at my guess, you're going to get 48.
Fine.
Patchy sun, clouds.
Fine.
There might be a little wind, brother.
That would be concerning, but I can't let that sabotage anything.
Sabotage any of that.
You say sabotage, I say sabotage.
Are you excited for getting a second Boston under your belt?
Yes. I am more excited about participating and guiding Tim and that whole experience, I think, than saying I'm a two-time completionist. I think that will come.
Yeah, but that's not your primary goal.
And I didn't ask for this, Peter.
It was thrust on you.
It was offered to me, and I accepted. And it came in such a roundabout, odd way with you not being able to do the second half.
I faked my injury.
So, yes, it will be wonderful having been a two-time completionist.
It's so exciting.
It is so different than I have ever approached a race before.
Sure.
That is as if I've never done this before.
That's a great way to be.
Yeah.
All right, well, I wish you luck and all the things, and I'm going to be out there cheering you on.
Hey, thank you to everyone who is going to be cheering. You're the best.
And not too late to contribute to Tim's fundraiser page.
That's right. His CrowdRise pays for
Team with a Vision.
Team with a Vision and Massachusetts Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
Okay, well, give till it hurts, everybody, and we'll see you out there. On the course.
Hey.
Yep. This has been episode 161 of How Is Your Run Today with Brian Gould and Peter Villa.
And no bad run, Brian.
Leave him home. Anna Brooks is our social media guru. Andrea Bonnie Gould is our artist in residence. And each and every week, the luscious music that you hear is done by the unbelievable, remarkable, outstanding Jeff Cronenberg.
Did he buy you lunch yesterday or something?
No, he owes me one, though.
Every Saturday, you can join us with our Sat Stat Chat. You can tell us how your run was, what the weather was like, and include a sweet, sweet photo. And you would do that by joining us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, or the Facebook.
For everything else, check us out at howisyourruntoday.com or hwyrt.com. Send us a Gmail at howisyourruntoday@gmail.com. And let me tell you, if you heard any of this while running any part of the Boston Marathon on Marathon Monday, you better come over at mile 21 on the left-hand side at the top of the hill and slap Peter Villa in the face.
Then he'll know.
Then I'll know for sure.
Won't forget that.
I'll know for sure. Brian?
Yes.
Have a very good run. You know what I mean.
Thank you, sir. Break a leg.
You mean like because of the play?
Yeah, because of the play.
It's over. It was great, though.
Well, you're welcome.
Curtain up.
Good day. Curtain up.
Brian.
Yeah.
Is my voice.
Now it is.
Transmitting.
Yes.
Through
yes.
These wires.
I mean, we might be blown out, but I don't know.
Blue desert.
Don't do that.